The Walker County Board of Commissioners has approved a new spay and neuter ordinance for certain pet owners cited for animal cruelty or neglect. The ordinance requires dogs older than 6 months and cats older than 4 months to be spayed or neutered unless owners qualify for exemptions or purchase an annual unaltered animal license. County officials say funds raised will be helped to support low-cost spay, neuter, and microchipping programs through the Walker County Animal Shelter. A community meeting is set for 6 p.m. next Monday night at Naomi Baptist Church to discuss a rezoning request. The request, filed by Joan Brown, was originally presented to the Walker County Board of Commissioners on May the 7th, but was tabled for a revised site plan. Officials say the proposal has been updated from a truck stop to a gas station. The request seeks to rezone property from agriculture to commercial neighborhood under the county's comprehensive plan. According to a report published by the Chattanooga Times Free Press, more than 60% of people transferred from the Walker County Jail to ICE custody last year were originally arrested for driving without a valid license. The report found 120 people were transferred to ICE custody during 2025, with DUI charges ranking second. Only a small number involved violent crime charges. The data was obtained through an open records request and analyzed by the newspaper. We've got more news coming up after this. Small businesses and nonprofits in Walker County affected by the ongoing drought may now qualify for federal disaster assistance. The U.S. Small Business Administration is offering low-interest disaster loans to help cover payroll, bills, and other expenses tied to drought-related losses. Eligible groups include small businesses, nursery, aquaculture operations, and private nonprofits. Loan amounts are available up to $2 million, with applications due by December 10th. Officials say the program could help stabilize organizations impacted by continuing dry conditions in the region. You can find more details on all of these stories on our website at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.